This is Noah Big Spandex, episode 146 for Thursday, July 5th, 2012. Brought to you by Podcast Sentai Power Rangers, an enduring podcast about everyone's favorite costume heroes. United from distant corners of the earth, Naim and Colton review series of all tastes. With their trusty ward Matthew, they also bring Kamen Rider into the fray. Check it out at podcastsentai.wordpress.com. Lisa J here, up in his house. And I'm just going to talk a little bit, just before we get to the show, a little bit. The next series of episodes are going to be a little bit of out of order, because, you know, quite frankly, I can't remember which one's which. Anyway, so the one that you're going to hear now, we talk about Go Busters, and it's going to be episodes 13 through 17. And so the following episodes after that are going to be a little out of order. We're going to talk a little bit about Samurai, a little bit about Go Busters, and it's gonna be flip-flopping around and what have you. So if you're wondering why are they talking about stuff and they're referring to last week before, what who what, that's why. All right, so I think that's about it for me, so stay away from the spandex, it doesn't breathe. See you next time. 13 of Go Busters is about
birthdays.
She is planning a birthday.
Cheese for my birthday,
for the buddy roids. And she's making sure that it's a perfect day. And that's why she asked each one of them, like, look, what are your buddy roids like to do? Make sure everything's great. And then yes. They go to the zoo.
I'll say, because there were a few complaints where it's like, why don't we ever see them, like, on a day off or on the, yeah, like, just having fun or out of their uniforms. And so, okay, here you go. Here's your episode.
Here's your bone.
Right
here.
Finally. Thank you.
I'm Miss Park.
Although none of them were wearing like a cool sky sweater. I remember that. I like that.
Ryuji had like a sweater.
Yeah, he needs like a cool sky sweater though, you know, like getting all Mr. Rogers-y.
Oh god.
Busting it out.
They're at Rainbow's End.
Yes, they went to Rainbow's End. Bastards. Yes, because who liked the... They went to the zoo first, right? Didn't they?
Yeah, they went to the zoo. They went to the zoo. Surprising, what's the gorilla first?
Gorisaki.
Yes.
Because he enjoys his aminals.
And he was like, oh, this is amazing. I love all of them. He was so cute. He was cute.
He is adorable, despite being a giant weirdo.
I'm still amazed at how much I actually really like these.
I know.
Bits. Like, it's, yeah, it works.
Yeah, they're not overused straight. Or anything.
Yeah.
They're almost as cool as the Imagine. Almost.
What?
Deno, baby. Deno. Whoop, whoop. Whoop, no. Whoop. Come on now.
I don't know these things. So anyway, yeah, but I was, no, I was like, oh, like, I know, Tristan, you weren't a big really fan of this two-parter.
Right.
You know?
It was okay.
But I thought, I'm like, there was enough to, you know, carry the story along, but it wasn't like, oh my goodness, we have to do, and then this, whatever, and the thing, and whatever, we have to run, and we have to only this time. I mean, there was a little bit of that, but it's just like, it flowed. I didn't mind, you know, taking a little breather, because, you know, a lot of things have been on edge.
Yes.
Yeah, so. Coming off another bad Yellow Ranger episode, I think this was a little bit more what we were looking for.
Oh, gosh.
For a yellow.
Yeah.
That worst episode
ever. Yeah, that was pretty awful. The logic behind it still disgusts me a little
boggles
bit.
Boggles the mind.
Yeah.
Boggles.
There's no logic to it at all.
So this was a lot better.
Yes.
I was like, hey. Yeah, but they go to the zoo first, and Yellow's making sure, like, look, it's going over to Red, like, look, hey, you sure this is what's going to like? He's, you know, because what's the guy, buddy, Nick?
Cheetah Nick.
Yeah, you sure Nick is going to like? He's like, oh, yeah, sure. And he's all like, So. And then does the little yellow buddy Roy get all jealous, like, oh, what's in it for me? Blah, blah, blah. Is that what happens? I forgot. Because he always has some snarky attitude.
Oh, yeah, I think he's just... When are we getting to mine or something like
when
that?
When are we getting to mine?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then amusement park! Yay!
Oh my god.
But then he has to go by himself. No.
Oh, he's so
Yeah.
unarticulated.
Yeah, you can only go on certain things, right? Like
You
the
can sit here.
some merry-go-round. That's about it. But then, like,
Yeah.
what was the main what was Enter's plan this time? Something with a tuba.
Yeah, he went and made a tuba thing.
But he made
He had some,
two.
didn't he have some crazy costume? He always has a crazy costume
Was
nowadays.
this a panda? Was this the
Is this the
panda?
panda episode? I think it might have been the
Yes,
panda episode,
it
yeah.
was the
Random panda,
amazing
random pedo
panda.
bear costume.
The many faces of Enter. I love
Yes.
it. I freaking love it. I really like this villain. I don't know how you could dislike him, really. He's just great. It's so, like, the actor is great with his weird flamboyant attitude.
Oui.
We, and I don't know, it's just enjoyable to watch every single time, so I love it.
What's eh?
Kind of becoming the same. Kind of getting a little one-notey.
How is he? Are you?
No, in the later episodes?
Seriously, he's
The
not one-notey. Oh my
kind
god.
of get a
I mean,
little one-notey.
he was taking
No.
charge recently.
And like it's been progressing that every time he's in hyperspace or whatever and talking to Majesty, Messiah, whatever called, he's getting a little like testy. He was just like, yo, look, I'm doing the best I can, and yo, you need to calm it down. You need to
Yeah,
your
I'm
nuts need to
still,
cool off. Like,
I'm a little ready for him to pull the trigger. A little ready.
I mean, I don't know. He definitely has his shtick, obviously, but I don't know. Like, there's a story there, and I like it. And what we're gonna be talking about in later episodes is really freaking cool.
It's time to Esser get off the pot. It's
Anyways,
getting to be that time. Getting to
right?
be that
Okay,
time.
I guess.
You
If you
know?
compare this, I'm sorry. If you compare this to like Gil from
Oh my gosh.
Kokaiger, okay, what are
Exactly.
you talking about?
Thank
Like,
you.
well,
Right?
I hold him a little bit of a higher standard. Because he doesn't suck. I like him. Just a little. Just time to do something. Let's go.
Do something. He's been doing something. He's been
He's
doing
been doing
something.
a lot of crap.
I mean, time to either throw down with Majesty.
Well, that's a little early. I mean, it'd be interesting, but I don't
Only a
know.
third in the series.
Yeah, I know. Usually something big happens a third away in this series.
And it did.
Like a new ranger, like new
New
Zoro.
revelation.
The
Okay.
villain, either a villain dies or a villain changes. It usually happens right around now. So I'm ready for it. Something.
At
Or at
least
least a
get
new
through this so we can
dynamic would
get
be
to the
added.
new episodes. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, for
You know?
real.
It's
I
time.
think we're dancing around what we really want to talk about, but let's get through this.
Well,
Yeah.
okay. So Tuba Monster uses his Tuba power to
Version one. Version one
Right.
to shoot red and blue
Right.
with
In this
his
sort of
Tubiness.
Right.
With
In a
his
sort
and they're wondering
sponfares.
like, what the? That's not a
Yeah, it didn't
pump.
do
What
anything.
the heck?
It's like, ooh, you just made sound at us, and what's up now?
Okay. Right. And then they keep fighting. Doo 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 boop boop boop. Fighting. Woo woo woo. And but what happens? What happened to them? They when the second one came, is that what like
The first one kind of preps them for whatever the second attack becomes. Like,
Right.
anybody who was touched by the first one gets hurt by the second attack, but
Right.
nobody
Okay.
else.
Right. So they
That's
get rid of the first guy, and they think it's over, and then another guy that looks almost exactly the same comes out.
I liked how they were doing the always cool shoot somebody until their visor breaks. That's always good stuff. Always good stuff.
That is true. That is true. But here's my thing. Why didn't he just make a monster that was strong to begin with?
To lull them into a false sense of security.
Blah, yeah, we can fight you, bro. We're good. Blah, blah,
Yes.
blah. Maybe waste time. Maybe, because like, because Enter wanted, did he want something exact? Like, what was he after in this one? He was after something. He's always after something. Was it more Enotron or Lord Jesus? Nobody remembers.
I honestly don't know. Honestly, though, but like I'm noticing more and more recently when they do some of these two-parters, sometimes I feel like it's like a behind the scenes reason, and then they sort of create an excuse story-wise, because they do two-parters, right, where basically they save a little money because they don't have to make another monster really, you know, and they don't have to do whatever else they have to do. And then the very next episode, we get some new stuff, you know, new rangers, new this, new that, you know. And if you watch, like, Gokaiger did this several times, and like Past Sentai, they always do this. They stretch it out and then introduce something new, you
I
know,
see.
because they're saving money to build new suits and stuff. But anyways.
Because this is still part of his, we need to find enough energy to power up the fourth version of the Megazord.
Megazord. Right.
Because it takes a lot of power, and the power is mysteriously leaking out of their base through some reason.
Right.
And we
That's
don't
true.
know why. Where's the energy going?
Yeah, so I think that's, yeah, maybe, so that's maybe why, you know, like, oh, okay, they could create one kind of, not weak, but like a prep monster, you know, try to, like, you know, keep them busy. You know, we got things to do. And then bring on the second monster to, like, take them down. And then that's when the second monster takes Yellow into the concert hall and holds her hostage.
Correct.
Woo, woo, woo. Yeah, we really love these two episodes. So, yeah,
Yeah.
that happened. What else? What else wrong? Okay, fine. What else wrong can y'all remember that y'all didn't like?
I didn't like.
Yeah.
There's not, I mean, there's not a whole lot in these that I just don't, that I don't like. I just feel like it is sort of, it's just sort of there, I guess.
Yeah. It was kind of rude to, ruin the surprise, though. They didn't need to do that.
Oh, right, yeah. And like, oh, and Glasses Chick had her moment where she's like, oh, but here's the party room that Yoko was setting up for everybody because of this reason and that reason, and then they get their emotional whatever.
They're beer cans of energy. Yes.
Enetron.
I get one thing, I guess one thing I didn't like about the episode was that the whole thing was built around like shooting them to make them weak, and then all of a sudden they destroy the two guys' morphers. 5 minutes later they fix them and they're like, "Oh yeah, by the way, now your power doesn't work against them. We fixed it."
It
You
was all
just,
right.
you know, you just quickly off screen made them suddenly resistant to the big magical attack that you've been spending 2 hours building, 2 episodes building up to. You know? Just,
Well, I
we fixed
mean,
it.
but the thing is that at first I didn't think anything was wrong. Like, if they went with the thing that I said before was like, oh, well, this monster, he was strong to begin with and like blew them away, and then they didn't do nothing for two episodes and then they automatically fixed it, I would see it. But like, they didn't know anything was wrong and they were like, oh, he's sound waves. All right, so let's do boop 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 boop.
Yeah, but
There
I
you
mean, wouldn't
go.
that have been a good time to kind of let Yoko just, you know, kick ass by herself?
Well,
Is it
that's
what?
another thing. That's another thing. I mean, they've saved her quite a bit. There's a lot
Yeah.
of saving her. Like, even when they kidnapped the Buddy Roy, the yellow one, and then she was trying to save it, but she ended up saving it. It was the two guys that saved it. So she really needs an episode where,
It's
not
all
the
her.
one where it's the movie crap or whatever that made no sense, but she really needs an episode of her own that is her saving the day, doing her thing.
Wasn't there one? I seem to recall something where she jumped into her helicopter thing and saved somebody. It's happened before. They
But
give her a torture.
I mean, I'm not talking about like, you know, little bits and pieces in an episode, because they've all had that. I'm talking about like her own episode or episodes where like she's, and I get it, like she's a young one, and so she's I guess they're gonna look at her as the inexperienced one, the naive one, so they have to protect her, you know? So my thing is like, all right, okay, but if we, you know, she gotta, hopefully throughout the season, she's gonna start, you know, kicking butt, taking names on her own and not needing the guys to save her. So,
Yeah.
yeah, no,
It's all right.
not bad.
Now, this was the episode where it started to look a little shady with the general guy, the commander dude.
Oh yeah, because he was over with that device in hyperspace, wasn't he?
Kulorin!
Kurin.
He's looking
That's right.
shady! Shady!
And they're like, "Where is he? Like, there's an emergency." And he's off in hyperspace or talking to hyperspace or something.
Yes.
Yo, he can talk to hyperspace. Like what? Like what? Like, did we miss something? Hello? Like, yo, why don't you just go in there and take names? What's going on?
Well, he didn't think there was anybody to talk to until recently.
Well, I don't know about that. I mean, I got the impression that he had this all along and is just kind of keeping it from everybody and knew about, I mean, he knows about the new Rangers, which show up at the end of this episode,
Yeah, they do.
New Rangers to the rescue!
New
New
Rangers
Rangers
to
to
the
the
rescue.
rescue!
I don't even know what that is. So,
Turbo! That's
Dude!
Turbo!
The soundtrack!
Are you
Oh my
serious?
god. What the hell, dude?
What is it? Where is that?
It's on
Does
the
that play somewhere?
apparently someone is not a true fan.
A super
Oh,
fan. Oh,
not a
Please.
super fan. Oh,
Super
no.
fan. No
It's
box
on
up
the
for you.
Disney soundtrack, the one that was released around Wild
Yeah.
Force.
Oh, yeah, the one that had that weird remix of the Wild Force theme.
Ew. Okay, yeah.
Which it still man it, ma it managed to make it worse, which is surprising.
Yeah.
Huh.
But anyway.
Wait. And it has,
Anyway.
oh, we'll rescue you.
Oh, don't make fun of the
Good.
ones with the girls. I like those.
I will rescue you. Give me a sign.
I like that one.
Oh,
Got some
wow,
bass.
bringing me back. Anywho, so yes, Kurosaki meets up with an old friend.
Coraline.
Could
Now,
you
why is that so
just?
funny? Am I missing
It's
something?
a,
I don't know, they
it's
didn't
a,
explain it.
it's a, it's the sort of nickname. It's like the end part of the word is something, a nickname you would give to like a little child.
Oh. So
It's
it's
like
like.
cutie. It's like Chan, you know? Or
Oh, so they're like, oh, you're my
it's
little baby
cutesy, you
bro.
know? It's not something you would give an adult male.
A commander.
Almost like not exactly, but if like if you call someone like if somebody's name was Robert and you called them Robbie or something like that, you
Something
know?
like that, yeah.
Or Bobby.
Yeah.
Bobby.
Oh, Bobby.
But see, Bobby,
Hilarious.
not recently, you know, it can go
It's a
either
name
way.
on
But
its
if
own,
you were
yeah.
like little Bobby, oh, that's little Bobby, you should get him here.
Right.
Yeah.
It's cute, quote unquote. It's too cute for him.
Okay, I got you. But yeah, I'm just like, yo, Commander, he's been up in that, I'm telling you, he's been up in that hyperspace more than just, oh, let me just meet the new dude. This is he's been hiding things. But it's just so weird that he was gone the whole time when like,
Right.
you
Stuff's going
know,
down.
stuff's going down. That was a little too much. It wasn't like he's gone for a little bit. Or he's there at the beginning and he's like, you know, he gets a little call or whatever and he's like, all right, you guys can handle this. All right, I'll be back. It's just
Right.
weird that he's gone for the whole time. I don't know.
Well, you know, there was interesting discoveries this time, so he was a little distracted.
Very distracted.
Every other time he would be back because he didn't meet up with what he met up with.
Oh, I see what you're saying. I see. I see. He's been having secret
Rendezvous.
rendezvous with the hyperspace.
With another man.
Oh, it's you just me. Well.
Yeah, and his sword.
Oh.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So anywho, we're gonna get to episode 15.
That's right, because he met up
Yes.
with my boy, Tsubasa. What?
Yes.
Tsubasa!
Maji Yellow, the
That's
actor.
right. It's my boy. Coming back. Finally.
Yes, with his new fabulous hair.
Gosh.
Yes. It is quite fabulous.
It's quite
it
the look.
Is.
Yes.
It fits. I think it fits the character, though.
It does.
Looking
fit
all pimp in his white jacket.
He does have some great fashion sense, yes.
Yes. Okay. And beat J Stag.
Honestly, I really thought that would get annoying with the Buddy Roy getting in his way, but it's still funny. I don't know why. Every time he stands in front of him, he's like, "Get out of my way!"
Because he
it's
takes such offense to it.
It's because of that explanation in one of these episodes where it's like, perfection is boring, you know, you need some quirks to make it interesting. That's why this series is interesting.
So he has a massive ego.
Yeah. Like with Power Rangers Samurai, everybody is all, you know, perfect and wonderful, and we hate it. Where these guys are like, oh, you're kind of annoying, but I'm fascinated by you.
Yeah.
Right.
It's nice when the team members don't like to work as a team. It's fun. And get all in each other's way and do wacky things and good stuff.
Do rule calls out of order? What is up with that?
Oh, yeah.
Sentai is really having fun with roll calls, I think, in these last
few years. It
really
is. They're just
it's
in that little
times.
Senile phase where it's just like, whatever, do
whatever.
Whatever.
We're just going to do what we want. Akiba Ranger is definitely rubbing off.
Love me some Akiba Ranger roll call. Mm-mm. What's Yellow going to talk about today?
But yes, so what's his face? I don't want to say Blue's name. I'm going to say Blue. I don't know.
Ryuji.
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 Yeah, him.
Just think of
so
Warisaki screaming his name all the time. Ryuji! Ryuji! He does that all the time.
Yeah.
Just think of that.
It's Ryu from Street Fighter and then
G.
Like the mentor.
Thanks.
Ryuji.
Let's not.
But better. Much better.
Yes.
So, yeah, because they open up where, like, there's all this mementos and things that Ryuji is telling them, throw it away, whatever, I don't care, blah, blah, blah. They're like, no, you might want to need it for nostalgia. And then that's when you find out he came in second in this robotic contest, and he was
Who could he have lost to? Who could he have lost to? What?
I know, it's one of those funny, like, well, not so funny, really, coincidences that they just throw in. Like
blatant foreshadowing.
Oh, by the way.
Right, yeah. You couldn't have put this, like, two episodes ago or something, you know.
Kind of on the level of Mia's, looks so familiar. I feel like I know her. Kind of
okay.
Like that.
Maybe I missed it. Like, I don't get it.
Cause,
it's the guy that shows up later.
Oh, the secret engineer dude in the
yeah,
when Enter is like, oh, I'm gonna talk to my engineer, and then it's like random looking house far in the distance. I got you.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so the mentor, what's his name,
Jin.
Oh, Jin Masato. Yeah,
so he's all like, look, you too perfect. It ain't gonna work. It ain't happening. Right, that's why you came in second. That's why you lose. Go cry in the corner.
Where? Yes. Okay, where do they show up? Wait, Ranger.
They're in the middle. They go because Enter gets himself in a nice little frilly outfit. And he goes and finds a vacuum cleaner.
Right.
In some chick's house.
Yeah.
And she doesn't even notice that there's a monster forming right behind her.
I'm going to put on an apron because why the hell not?
You going to blend in?
Why not? It's great.
Just so I can sneak up on her and turn her vacuum into a monster who goes and starts stealing energy. So the Rangers show up and they're fighting. And then all of a sudden, hey, here comes Masato. What's up? It's just like it's no big deal, you know, just like, hey, we're here to fight too.
That's right.
Yeah, you know, you don't need some big fancy intro. You just show up and beat him down.
Yeah, that was one thing that I actually really liked. Is that I feel like, because Six Rangers, so often, it's like they show up and they completely take over, or it's like a huge event. Whereas this is kind of, I mean, by the characters in the show, it's treated as sort of like just another thing, you know? Like, oh, this is the next mission or whatever. Like, who is this?
No, I don't go that far. Look, I get what you're saying. I wouldn't go that far, though, because they were treating it like, who's this guy? What? And he's fighting the guy, and he's doing it all by himself, and we were having so much trouble. I mean, like, in a sense, it's still...
Yeah.
They were still kicking butt by themselves.
Totally, but it wasn't... Right, but it wasn't like the ginormous, outrageous, like, hi guys, I'm Gokai Silver kind of moment, you know what I mean? Where it's like...
No, that's not the same thing, because he spent the whole time going, hey guys, hey, I'm a ranger, I can join, can I join? No? You don't like me? Okay, I'll sit over here now. Can I join later? Okay. You know, I like that. And I liked Genta's intro where he's purposely trying to force a big dramatic moment the whole damn time. And then they just walk up to him and say, hey, what's up? And he's all like, oh crap, I gotta run. I didn't get my dramatic moment yet. Recently they've had some good intros that I've enjoyed. For Sixth Ranger, you know?
No, totally. Like it's not about not enjoying it. Like, I enjoyed those as well. I don't know. I feel like it's played differently somehow. Like, this is just kind of the next mission, and it's not explosive, you know?
Yeah, it feels like it's kind of real here. Like, this is how it would happen in real life. Somebody would just show up. It's not going to be like, you know, like, giant music in the background, big explosions. It's going to be, here's your mysterious new teammate.
Yeah. Show up and like, ooh, we kill everything, or... Yeah, they're or like, what Ghostly Knight do? I can't even remember.
Oh,
I have no idea what he did.
Didn't he just show up? I can't remember.
I think he just showed up and then kicked butt. And then he was like, all right, I don't want to talk to you people. Bye.
All I know is he showed up because the second group of villains showed up and that like jostled him loose from the rocks or something. I think. But besides that, I can't really remember because Ghost Sager was kind of garbage.
Kind of.
And you're being nice.
Yes.
This at least is interesting.
It's unique in the fact that it's not OTT. It's just, hey, what's up?
Right.
I kind of like that it was staggered too. Like it was only the gold one first. And then, oh, by the way, my buddy can do the same thing.
I want to say this. Gold Ranger, loving the costume, but the legs, a little weird.
I would just say the thing that I hate about the legs is that they don't match between each other.
One has thighs,
the other doesn't.
Look at his boots, Lisa. They're like crazy mechanical because they're trying to, you know, sell the fact that he takes pieces from BJ Stagg when he morphs. But his legs are like really bulky, like metal looking.
Why didn't they catch on to that?
The feet, especially.
Really?
Yo, I didn't.
Are you serious?
Oh my god.
They've morphed like 8 times.
Yeah. Jesus. And I didn't catch on to that at all.
It comes off of him and goes on to. Yeah.
Well, I did notice that the pieces were flying around, but I didn't realize they came directly from the guy next to him.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, I mean, I didn't either. Like, I look.
Oh my god.
I'm in the same boat. I'm trying to look at this feet.
Oh, sweet tiny baby Jesus.
Because then Nick was like, oh my god, he stripped.
Yeah, because I didn't get it. I really didn't get it. I'm like,
Jesus.
I got it in the fact that, you know, he was skinnier and he had like spandex on. So
Right. I understood, but I didn't know like.
Then, but it wasn't, I didn't get the full nuance of the joke until now.
Yep. So basically, BJ Stagg walks around wearing two costumes worth of stuff on him.
Right.
And then he just
sheds. Like gold
and... Yeah.
See how that works, people? Gold and silver.
And PS is informative.
Well, no, really. We're informative to you two. Didn't seem like you needed to be informed, but. Okay.
Anyway.
Wow. Still kind of amazed that me and Tristan really only went to pick up on that.
Dang, you're the one breaking up today.
Yeah.
Whatever. Anyways, well, I love the costume. I can't decide, honestly, whether I like gold or silver best, because I think they both look fantastic. Although the legs are kind of eh.
Acting.
From the waist up, Gold is perfect. Like 100%.
Yeah.
That's an amazing costume.
Totally.
Which disappoints me that Silver's the one with the normal legs. Like, he looks better. And that's the thing is like on their individually I like them both. As a duo, I like them. Standing with the other three, Silver, he throws it off a little bit to me.
How does Silver throw it off?
Because he's all blue.
Yeah, he's another blue.
I mean, he's Silver.
He's got a lot of blue on him.
He's like a Doggy Kruger Silver. He's like a blue.
It's a metallic blue.
Yeah.
He's got a blue visor, just like the Blue Ranger.
But he's mostly Silver. He's still got a lot of Silver. Blue. He's still severally goodness.
I know, but why did they put... I mean, why didn't you give him gold highlights then if you gave Gold Silver highlights? You know, why give him blue highlights? Why not give him a silver visor and then gold shoulder thingies?
I don't mind necessarily because it's like its own system, you know? And they're sort of, I mean, even in the opening credits, which they changed recently, they sort of still separate Gold and Silver from the other three.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like they're their own little team, and then the Go Busters, the actual Go Busters, are just the three. Get what I'm saying? Sort of like a Ninja Storm.
Yeah, and on a side note, I'm getting the impression that we're only going to have five Rangers this year, but I'm thinking maybe in about 10 episodes, we might go back to the team power-up concept. I get a feeling that they want to limit the Rangers on purpose. So that would be a good time for a team power-up. We did have one in Ghost Age, and that was awful.
It was all right.
It had giant chest tumors.
They were massive.
They were like a foot out, just sticking there.
Some busty Ghost Agers.
Yeah, how do you maneuver with that giant, massive thing on your chest?
I don't know the physics of it, but the aesthetics I liked.
I mean, I like the overall look, and like the color of it was beautiful. I just thought it pushed way out, you know, the chest. Yeah. Like, what is this?
Too much chest.
Yeah.
Yes, but so the Gold and Silver, love the swords too. Big fan of the swords, not the tiny little daggery things the other three have.
Actual swords.
Like any of the weapons this year.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, no, none of them are really spectacular, but I like the fact that they aren't going like, you know, over the top, giant big fancy gun thing or whatever. You know, it's just normal weapons. Yeah. You know, that they all have. No, there's no individual super fanciness.
Yeah, and again, I feel like that's totally intentional. Like, this is the stripped down team, for real. Right.
And it's good because, you know, because Gold can't pilot a Zord with Silver's head when he's too busy in his own Zord, so it's nice that it folds into a steering wheel.
It's convenient.
Yes.
Just don't lose it, I guess.
Uh-huh. And I love the Morpher. Love it.
Mm.
Love it! Giant old-timey cell phone.
Tired of the cell phones. Tired of...
Gun. What?
Tired.
Boost up for Buster!
Tired of the voices too.
No, what? The voices I still love. The voices I still love. I love the voices.
Amazing. I love that dude's voice.
I know, me too.
It's so...
Me too. It's time for a special Buster. I'm like, I love it. Love it. Voices always have voices.
SJ Stag Beetle 5, take off. Awesome.
But the soulful morphers, I can like try come up with. I understand they're supposed to be all, you know, technology based and stuff, so it doesn't annoy me as much. But the mystical rangers or whatever, like the ones that, you know, where they came from like ancient powers and then they have cell phones, I'm done. Like, no,
yeah,
I can't.
That's always been stupid to me.
Whatever happened to mystical
crystals?
Although
the Magiphone is still one of the coolest toys of all time.
I do love the Magiphone, but
still
it got pretty old right about then.
Yeah.
But no, and I liked it because when they got their ancient powers, they got rotary phones. I loved it.
You know.
I'm on board with the joke. If you're going to set it up that early, I'm down with that.
You know, and I wouldn't normally be down with the cell phones for the second two, but I like how it turns into a gun and then the visor pops out. I think that's all pretty sweet.
Yes.
The I little like the... bells and whistles really bring it all together.
That is true. Again, I don't mind because, you know, the technologies and things, so I don't mind. But let me tell you, if the next Sentai has to deal with, like, you know, ancient beasts from the ground, and then they have cell phones, I'm done. I'm done.
Wasn't the first one Wild Force? And what the hell was the point of that?
I don't know.
Yeah, them having cell phones makes no sense. I get, like, if you're trying to update stuff, you know, and then, like, the first season that, you know, has their powers coming from some ancient power, they're like, oh, well, let's update it, you know, so that our, you know, our powers are updated too, and the way we call our powers are updated. Fine, but don't keep using the same thing. No.
Right. I liked,
for each season.
I liked the I liked the excuse that Mr. Force gave, that actually, where it was wands originally, like, actual wands, and then Odonna did some spell and turned it into something that looks like cell phones. So it's like, okay, it's like a disguise, sort of, or, you know, a modern thing that you can understand.
Yeah, I'm torn because, I mean, true, yes, I think they do use cell phones too often, and as toys, like go Wander, those were just awful toys, just awful, awful things, and it does suck that they're used too much. But from a practical standpoint, if you were a Power Ranger, you would want the cell phone.
Yeah, you would just want to do the different combinations on buttons. I get it. But...
you would want that because it's camouflaged in case you're hiding your identity, and it's got all the buttons that can do like a billion and one different things. So if you're, you know, from a practical standpoint, and then, you know, as a toy, most of the time it's cool.
Go
Wander sucked. Yeah, I just like it. And you know we're got to get to the point where eventually one of them's going to have a smartphone. You know it's going to happen.
Oh, yeah, totally. Definitely.
I mean, Kamen Rider Decade had a smartphone.
I've got a new icon on my phone. I've got a new power.
Yes. Oh, all right. I'm going to download this Megazord app. Hold on.
Exactly. It's just like, oh, we need Megazord power now. There's an app for that.
iTunes is down.
I've only got 3G. I'm nice gonna be a little
and
late.
And then you hear bloop bloop. This is the time for an update. Oh. Like, oh shoot. You're about to fight a monster. You're like, oh, I gotta update this crap. Like, oh no, I have to restart the phone. Ah, freaking.
No, you know what? We joke, but I seriously think I would like that a lot. Like, or some weird equivalent of that.
If
that
the toy was an actual smartphone, then I'm all for it. I'm good. Like, if the toy was literally, I can look at the screen, I could press buttons, download apps and things, then fine. You can have cell phones all you want to. So, because until I see that, whack.
They could do all sorts of stuff if they actually tried. I mean, the Japanese folks, not, I mean, the American folks, creative. But if they could do that, I mean, that would really be interesting, actually, for real. I would like that. But anyway, we're off topic.
Yes.
What else happened? Yes,
we are. So, and of course, the Rangers were mistrusting of the new Rangers.
Because they were wondering if he's real.
Because they just popped out of nowhere. And they're like, oh, this, and, you know, of course, Hiromu does as always. Oh, he's not serious enough. He's just joking around. He could be working for the bad guy. And then Ryuji's like, well, no, that's how he's normally a wacky D-bag.
You mean a wackadoo?
Yeah. he's always crackers. That's not new. But he looks the same way he did 13 years ago. Oh!
Dun, dun, dun!
Oh! What could it be? Fountain of youth? Moisturizing?
Oil of Olay.
This works wonders.
Yes. And that's the mystery. I mean, they don't figure out the answer to the mystery by the end of this episode. They still don't know, but he shows up and they destroy the tiny monster, while the regular Rangers destroy the big monster, and then like, oh right, we saved all this energy, and then Tsubasa's like, yoink, jumps in the truck, I'm out of here.
He's like, thanks,
deuces.
Thanks. Steal the Energon. I loved it.
Yes.
I loved it.
And they're like, no, he's working for them. No.
Our suspicions are confirmed.
Yeah.
Yes.
And that's another. Yeah, and that's another thing that I know people who aren't so hot on GoBusters was kind of complaining about also is like the core group, the complaint that they're boring or that they're not
What?
interesting or big
Yeah.
personality. I know, I don't really agree, but whatever.
They did need an injection of fun.
It
A little bit of
works.
loo you know, loosen up a little bit. Loosey goosey. They needed that. Because just like in Shin Kenger, you know, where Takaru's got a stick up his rear the whole time. And Gendo's like, hey,
Right.
I'm wacky.
Yes. And Hiromu also has
A
that
little bit.
same problem,
Honestly,
or a similar
all
problem.
three of them do to a degree. A little bit.
Maybe not the yellow
But I mean,
one. She's kind of
Hiromu
feisty.
specifically, yeah, exactly.
But
But Red, yeah, he's way too into himself and too into like serious mode constantly. So this guy is like the exact opposite. Like, oh, what? Just relax. It's all good.
that's always the thing I always find interesting because, you know, usually a team has a member that's inexperienced or doesn't want to be there or, you know, someone that's not really into what they're doing as much as everybody else. But these three, I mean, they all kind of knew what they signed up for and have been training and are okay with it. So I do feel like they needed someone in there who's just, you know, like, let's have fun while we do this. And Jin Masato is the answer to your problems. That was the main thing. I was like, ah, oh, they need a little more fun. And then he comes in here, and not only him, but his buddy Royd, they're great together. They're perfect. They're exactly what this team needed. 100%.
I do like the what's his face name. All right, you know, Goldie and his sidekick. Okay. I do, right? It's just like I actually enjoyed the three of them and exploring, you
Totally.
know, them by themselves too. Like I really do. I mean, because you have what's his dumb again? Go no, not go blah, 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 go Geki Ranger. There we go, Geki Ranger. Now, if you want to talk about two people who are boring as heck,
Hey,
okay? I
hey,
mean, boring. I mean,
hey,
I could
hey.
watch paint dry, and I'll be like, time of my
Okay,
life.
now you're going a little crazy.
Yo, red and blue, and that one was boring, boring,
Wait,
for
not
real.
red.
Well,
Red
even
Not
is
red,
the
red, red. Sorry,
yellow
red
one.
is
Blue and
crazy.
yellow.
Blue and yellow. Sorry, you're right. Come on, red is
Dry
crazy.
as toast.
Oh my gosh, they were boring. But like these people, they're actually like, they're serious, but they are interesting.
Yeah, they have their
Yeah.
personality.
Yeah, they definitely do. So I don't mind this at all. And then, you know, you have your injection of humor against, you know, like one would like knock down another one, and then, you know, you always got the yellow buddy Royd always all like, you know, being all saucy. And, you know, so like, you
Yeah.
know, the buddy Royds, they were like kind of like the comedic a little bit, and then slowly the team was, you know, they were kind of getting to know each other and stuff. And so I mean, I'm not saying Goldie ain't good, but it's just adding
Well,
more goodness to the good.
I
yeah,
like the regular
exactly.
three too. I just felt that they were getting dangerously close to the point where it was all becoming a little too I don't know, you know. They're all just a little uptight, you know? A little uptight for me. I need a little unexpected, you know? And the best part is that when he comes in, not only does he liven things up, but he actually is very integral to the storyline. You know, he's not just an added ranger here for wacky. He's an added ranger here to give them the next piece of the puzzle to solving what happened 13 years ago.
Yes, and the fact that he's basically been there the whole time, you know, you just haven't watched him on the screen kind of thing. Like he's fully involved in everything that's going on. And that was one of the things that kind of bugged me, I guess, about Gokai Silver again, was that like I like the character, I like Guy, and Gokai Silver is cool, but he just kind of shows up and he's just kind of riding along with the Gokaigers and yay, happy fun time, go. But he never feels like he does anything that's specifically like this changes the story somehow, you know, other than just, oh, check my Sentai encyclopedia, you know, whatever. Yeah. Whereas this guy, I feel like, okay, he's going to actually get them where they want to go, or he's going to, or that's the idea anyway. And he's from hyperspace and he, you know, he's connected.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a good time. It's good.
I'm just saying it's not good. I just, you know, I don't want to put out there that my core three were dragging because they were holding up.
They were getting close to dragon. They were close to dragon. They were razor's edge to dragon.
I think the dynamic was fine. I think this last part that we brought up where he's connected to the story and he's moving that along, I think that's what they needed. But I don't think that
right.
The dynamic needed, was suffering between the other six.
Right, they needed the next key to like what we didn't know because I'm like, I want to know more about this hyperspace, like what's the deal is, you know? So that is true. That I was like, right, I need some answers. Let's go.
And the next thing on the agenda for me though is I need them to do something with the glasses chick and Rock Lee. They got to do something.
They really do. I'm totally agreeing with you, especially Rock Lee.
Yeah,
well, he's been completely.
Doing absolutely balls nothing.
They could run him out. Nobody would notice.
Exactly. he's going to go work for the Pentagon. Bye.
There's a peace conference and he needs to.
He's got
to
go build a bridge.
I would love if he was like the defector. If he was the one feeding the enemy secrets. That would be cool.
He will become the new Enter.
Huh. Yeah, you know, I mean, yes, of course, you know, adding a little mystery to them too would be good too. But I'm just like, I mean,
necessary because it is surprising. It's surprising how much a good character they've given to the Buddy Roids, because if they didn't and they were just there for, you know, occasional one liner. Then you would need those extra three, especially those two, to step it up a little bit. And you don't necessarily need it, but still, they're sitting there, and you're like, you know, dude, they let you dance at the end. You'd think you'd be able to.
Really? You're kind of important, aren't you?
Yeah.
I just keep wondering why there's two. Yeah. I don't understand why we need two there. Why can't it just be the glasses girl? If that's all they're gonna focus on.
I mean, if Commander is going on his rendezvous to hyperspace, you won't need to. Shit.
They made it seem like without the Commander there that they were really shorthanded. And they were, you know, in trouble, so.
Because he does it all the time.
Yeah, he's just like, I'm out, like, shout. See you guys.
You know, that's why they need two people.
Yeah. Pick up the slack of the guy.
He's just there for symmetry. That's all they want. They want two podiums to slide. They don't want one.
Yeah, literally. I think that's why. Like, it looks good.
Yeah.
To have, you know, the guy up top and then the two, you know.
Well, then why couldn't Glasses Chick have a Buddy Roid?
But my thing is, I think that they're going to do... Well, I think especially with the chick, because why would they make such a big deal in the beginning to this is the new girl who is coming to blah, blah, blah. Like, I mean, they wouldn't have made it a big deal that she's new.
Well,
you know what I'm saying?
She was going to be the exposition person. They were going to explain everything to her.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because they would need a reason to say, this is so-and-so, and this is so-and-so. You know? Because you don't want it to be like a Chris Claremont comic where he just tells you everything, every damn issue. You know, it's got to have a reason to say things so it comes off naturally.
That's a comic book reference.
Yes.
Anyway.
But they have been using her.
This is Cyclops. He has the ruby red power of visorness and blah, 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 blah. He writes a paragraph about each X-Man at the start of every damn issue. As if you've never heard what an X-Man is, so he needs to explain every detail to you. It'd be
helpful. You never know when you're going to get new readers.
But it's so ridiculous. It's like
part two of this thing. This is blah, blah, blah.
This is Wolverine. He has adamantium claws. He is the best there is at what he does.
Like, in the dialogue, it's like, how are you preventing my optic blast power? Nothing can defeat my... You know, it's like,
that's more natural than like a standalone explanation. I'd be more down with that, actually.
Hey, Hey, Gambit, also known as Remy LeBeau, can you canonically teleport me? No!
I love it.
Well, now I know his name. There you go.
Yeah, yeah, well, if you read it, yeah, just read like one page
like,
and you'll...
Like, I love the show Beast Wars, but the first episode, where they all get changed to like, I feel like my name is Rhinox. You can call me Cheetor. Why are you doing this? Who are you talking to? You're talking to yourself. Stop it.
Any time where it's like really obvious, where like characters are like saying each other's names when they speak, it's like, hey, Josh.
No, even in the first episode of MMPR, it was like, hey, Trini. Hey, Billy. What do you do? Yeah.
It's like, what? Hey, Jason. I'm ready for my lesson.
Okay.
Hey, I know Zach.
Where's Zach? Oh, you know Zach. He's off doing this hip hop keto.
You know Zach, you know, the black one. You know him. Zach.
Yeah.
Yeah, so when you have the dullard there to have everything explained to, you can put yourself in her position. You're like, oh, I'm learning all this interesting stuff.
She's not a dullard.
Well, she was in the first episode.
She graduated pretty quick.
Yes.
But they have been using her especially for, you know, bits and pieces. So that's why I bring her up. I mean, yeah, you know, she was used for exposition and stuff like that. But I think they're going to be using her, you know, more. I don't really think they're going to use the guy.
Yeah. Although I would like to, that's always the thing. The only thing I always hate series that only have one girl. Because it always seems like you limit yourself for story possibilities when you only got one chick there to play off. I always like teams with two female rangers. Although, if you only have three rangers, I guess it makes sense. But still.
The Keeper Rangers, you know, doing just fine.
Wow. And they have a lack of man problem.
Yeah, really.
Not that it's I'm like complaining.
Everybody's female. Everybody.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, goodness. Anywho. So,
fan service for Otaku.
How did 16 end again? 16 ended where they stole the Metatron. That's right. Okay. But yes, that's 17. Metatron. 17 now. Buddy Royd is like, y'all, open this door. Y'all.
Yeah. He's like, let me in. I want some energy. Just knocking on the door like, what's up?
Yo, give me the cans.
Mm-hmm.
Give me the 40.
Gotta booze it up.
Y'all need a 40.
Booze up for Buster.
Yes.
Oh, title.
So title, yeah.
Ooh, two in a row. Sweet.
Who's up for Buster?
Oh my god, yes.
Oh, you and your puns.
Oh gosh. Oh, it's true. Because I'm just like, they just have it in cans, like, chilling. Like, what?
How great would it be if he had a paper bag? Just a paper bag.
A little straw.
Oh, goodness.
But then he couldn't see it.
And then so they question him. They're like, yo, what are you doing here? What's going on? Where's the Inotron that y'all stole?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And as he's like, gulp, gulp, gulp. I don't know.
Said it's only for him. That was kind of sad. Like, they stole all of that, and none of that could go to his friend.
I know. He's so... not old, man. So mean.
So then they just let him go after he tells them he's egotistical, which is amazing. And they follow him. Well, Hiramu follows him, right?
Or no, they all follow him.
They all follow him. And they have their
and
little
they're really stealth about it. Yeah, they're really good at that.
No, not really.
I mean, they're all crunch, crunch, crunch on the flip. On the ground, crunch, crunch.
Right, they all follow him, but then the other two go off to
fight the monster.
Fight the monster.
Yep, very VR troopers.
Yes.
Well, this whole series is kind of like that. It's like they're always splitting up.
That's always been the one thing that's annoying me a little. One thing that's annoying me a little bit, you know, when Red's got such an amazing Zord that can do everything by itself, and then you got a little look at my little tiny yellow helicopter. Look at me.
I don't know.
Although
about that.
recently, no, because they said that I think the Megazord, some Megazord, I think it was a Gamma type. They're like, no, we need the King one. We need all three. So they know, they're like saying,
okay,
dude, we need all three.
She's better than Kimberly being a chest plate or a belt. I'll give you that.
Yes.
Kimberly and her beltness to the Thunder Megazord. Look at that. I'm important.
She got to be the head.
I hold the side.
It took her 3 years, but she got there.
she worked like, her way up.
I'm important. All right, I'm leaving.
She went from the crotch to the head. Hey, there you go. Well,
good place to start.
And so anyway.
They literally fought without the Yellow Ranger Zord. Like, whatever. We don't need a hat. We're fine. We're cool without you, Akira. It's all good. But yeah, you know, Red's got such a awesome Zord. You know, mm-hmm. It seems like so often it's like, "Ah, right, you two go to everything else."
Because I don't know about that though.
Daddy's got to take care of the big problem.
I think it's recently it's changing. So because look, the longest time they didn't combine to do anything, and that's cool, you know. And
I
now
do like that. That's refreshing.
Yeah, and now they really need to combine because, you know, the Gammas, and then now this new Megazord is coming out, and they gotta...
Before that, it was Papa Bear's gonna take care of business.
Listen gets some action, too, though, so
yeah.
Not totally focused, but it does seem to be predominantly on the Red.
Yeah, and I'm really liking the idea that they don't all exist just to fight the bad guy. Like, they do different stuff with their... Mm-hmm. Zords, you know, like Blue. Blue had that one awesome episode where he was like taking the Inatron to go to the hospital, and he had to climb the bridge and stuff. And like, what I'm saying is they've all done things where it's like specific missions that don't necessarily have to do with blowing up, you know.
I
still think they could have done that though with making the three Zords a little more
equal.
Equitable.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, you don't have to make the Red one be the only one with the extra mode that can fight monsters by himself. You know,
I'm on board with you on that, but I do like that they divide up and, you know, they have their own little, you know, tasks to complete.
Yeah, I would just like them to have, you know, to be able to have episodes.
You want to send Yellow
basis.
on a big Megazord fight because she's never going to get that.
Yeah.
I think she's, out of everybody, she's the one that gets jolted the most, I think. Because, I mean, What's-His-Face has legs, you know?
Blue did defeat a monster by himself once.
Well,
that's what I'm saying.
He did do it once, almost in every series, they always have a token episode where, you know, one guy can do it by himself, but then eventually we get to the point where you default to whatever is, you know, normal. Which is either the full Megazord or whatever. I just think that they could have given Yellow a Zord. But why can't all of them stand up and be awesome? Mm-hmm. Why does it have to be Red's awesome and then Blue and Yellow are just armor that goes on eventually?
But see, you're equating awesome with just blowing up the main villain or whatever. Mm-hmm. Which I don't necessarily agree that it needs to be that constantly. And GoBuster certainly is not trying to do that. Like, they specifically set up scenarios so that they don't have to just be cool by blowing up the monster. Like, they do other things. And I would prefer that than to just have all of them fight the bad guy like we always do in Sentai anyway.
I understand what you're saying, but it still gives off a bit of a message when... Whenever we come to a scenario with the three Rangers where it's like, okay, we need to split up to defeat the two different monsters, nine times out of ten, the default is going to be Red does the Megazord battle and the other two defeat the regular monster. That's going to be pretty much what they're going to go to if they have to. They've established that, and I wish they would have, because this team, they've done a really good job of making the three-member team work and showing that it's a difficult thing to do. So I would have liked them to be a little more versatile in the fact that, you know, we could send any two Rangers to defeat the regular monster while the third one goes and defeats the giant one.
Well, if you remember, at first, when Red was trying to battle it himself, he was having all sorts of trouble, all sorts of problems, and including combining them and whatever. So, you know, Blue was like, look, you stop being whack. You gotta do this like this or whatever, you know? So like, I mean, I see what Tristan is saying. I get what you're saying. I really do. I feel both, but I don't mind because the other two are integral to beating up the Megazord in a different way. You know what I'm saying? Because if they aren't there to help him, but like, look, you have to focus your energy on this, or you have to like make sure your personality isn't like that so that you can actually, you know, do the job, then he wouldn't be able to defeat the Megazord by himself, no matter what arsenal he has.
Yes. And
I don't know.
I mean, even this episode, actually, like, Blue steps up to the plate. You know, he helps destroy one of the robots, you
That's
know.
not this episode, but okay.
Which one? Wait,
We're
which one
still
am
on
I
the one
on?
before that.
Huh?
We're not on
Which
that episode yet.
number?
What are you
We're
talking about?
still on 16. We haven't gotten
No, we're on
17.
17.
We didn't finish 16.
Yeah, we did. He
No,
stole
we
the
didn't,
and
because we didn't even talk about the debut of the two Zords, and that was in 16.
So basically, you
We stopped
wait.
halfway through 16, and we went off
No.
on tangents.
Yeah.
We've been jumping around, it
We have.
seems. Because
We
to
really haven't
me.
finished 16 at all.
No, we haven't.
Not even close.
When we started talking
We
about.
just started. We just started. Yeah, we're there.
Okay.
No,
Seven.
we just did. Okay, which one was the ending where he stole the what's your face?
That was
15. It
15,
was
right?
15, yeah.
Word.
Yeah.
Yep.
Whoops.
Yeah. Don't tell me I'm wrong. I'm looking at it right now. I know where we're at. I'm the one that keeps order.
Let's keep it going.
Anyways, they were
What
following.
I
Oh, well,
wanted
go
to say
ahead.
locally, though, was that I get what you're saying, but to me, it's sort of like the whole concept of saying in a series that the Red Ranger isn't the leader, but yet the Red Ranger still stands in the middle, calls out all the attacks, always comes in and saves the day, that sort of thing. Where it's like, you can say, yeah, Yellow and Blue help him in unique creative ways, and they do, which I appreciate. But at the end of the day, you know which side your bread's buttered on. You know?
I mean,
It's
there's
the guy.
no doubt that Red is supposed to be the coolest.
The guy with the big Zord, I'm the guy that you need that can do everything on his own at any time, you know? I'm the guy with the
Well,
big Zord.
not no more not
Well,
no more
I
ain't, you know?
see, you take it to a place that's not really like I agree, like Red is supposed to be the coolest. Like they want that to feel like that's the case and buy more Red stuff than the others. But I don't know. I guess within the formula that they always use, practically, I
They
like
have
that there's,
nuances.
yes, there's still variety and still other cool stuff going on.
Just think they could have been a little more
But
equal, a little more, because they've followed that theme pretty well throughout most of the series, is that they have made them equal. I just think that it would have been a good time to, with only three Rangers, really is the perfect time to give three Zords that are very equal, you
I
know?
think that you're just being a tad harsh. Tad. Just a teensy, teensy, tiny, tiny,
It always
teensy.
bums me out when Red Ranger is like 90% of the Megazord. And I'm like, come on. Dude, come on.
Which is like almost all the time. Like, this
No.
is the thing. It's, I mean,
Doesn't
no, I
mean you
don't.
can't change it.
I understand that.
Change
But
it.
what I'm saying, what I
Read
think, what Tristan just said was that even within their, like, oh, look, Red's always the coolest, they actually made it, to me, made it feel like, oh, okay. It's not always just him because he does need the other two. If he doesn't have the other two, then he's screwed. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of other seasons, oh well, Red just did everything by himself. And then look, there are times where the rest of the team are just battling the little minions while the red one is battling
Yeah.
the monsters by himself. And I'm just like, you know.
This series has taken a great step in the right direction towards equality. I would have liked them to take a second step.
Well, maybe
That's all
next
I'm
year.
saying. Maybe.
We'll put it on the bill next
But
year.
I'm always
We'll vote on
I'm
it.
always an advocate of seasons that with fewer rangers. It's almost always a good idea. Fewer rangers, big fan. You can do more with who's there. I would like a season with four rangers, just two guys, two girls, straight up. Straight up.
There's no symmetry.
I don't
Yeah, someone.
care. I mean, it's too symmetrical, I think.
You gotta have someone in the middle.
Yeah.
You like her.
No. Red'll stay in the middle as soon as the sixth ranger shows up. Hey, what's
There
up?
you go. Hey, the fifth ranger.
Hey, what's well? Yeah, fifth ranger. Hey guys, I'm here too. What's up?
Wait, wasn't Jungle Fury like that?
Kinda.
Because you had the three and a mentor. Four.
Well, in Geki Ranger Purple and White, you know, Violet and Chopper. Sorry, they showed up like literally three episodes apart, or three episodes apart. They were very close to each other. So, I mean, they did have a time because literally there was an episode where John was trying to figure out how the four of them should stand. Because he agrees that it was too symmetrical. He's like, should I be in the left? Should I be in the right? Should I be in the side? And he's like, that was just because they couldn't figure out what was bugging him the whole time because something was really annoying him. And he finally had like little colored statues and he starts trying to put them in the right order.
It is pretty Uja.
Yeah, oh, that was
Wacky.
he couldn't make sense of that. And then so a couple episodes later, Chopper shows up. Hey, problem solved. Back in the middle. What's up?
So dumb.
Come on, you gotta like that.
Oh crap, what are we talking about again?
We're still in the beginning of 16.
They're following Stag.
They're following BJ Stag. The two go off to fight the monster, and that's where we stopped. So we're not done with 16. This is when Hiromu finally comes up on my boy Tsubasa. And Tsubasa.
Okay, we need to say his actual name, okay? The character's name is Jin. Jin is senpai.
Jin's his last name.
No, it's his given name. Masato is his family name.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I thought it was the other way around.
Nope.
No. I always get confused too.
Let me check.
This is backwards. Just flip it.
Let me check.
Well, I know, but when they just say one, you get that in your head, and you're like, wait, they say Jin Masato, or was it Masato Jin? And am I changing that, or was that the translation?
No, Masato's his first name. Masato is his first name.
That is not his first name.
Yes, it is.
Oh my god.
Look at go to the front page and look at how the names are arranged.
The what page?
You're wrong. Go to the wiki page. First page.
Oh my god.
Yeah, they say Masato Jin.
How do they say the other ones' names?
Look at the page. They say Hiromu first, Ryuji, Yoko, Masato.
Okay, if they say, okay. Hiromu Sakurada. So, his name is Sakurada Hiromu.
Yes, okay? And they have that right next to it.
What?
You're wrong, so we can just go through this. Just
no,
keep going.
No, no, are you serious?
Go to the wiki page. Go to the wiki page.
But isn't this, wikis can be wrong, right?
It can be.
Yes, it can.
Go to the wiki page.
We are on the wiki page. That's not the point.
Did you hear what she just said?
Wiki pages can be wrong, right? They could, you know.
You know what? I don't want to go through this for another 20 minutes. Call him whatever you want. Just don't call him Tsubasa.
Is his name.
Yeah, I'm going to just call him Senpai. Because I could actually say it.
Red, what did they call him?
Hmm?
What do they call Boken Red?
They call him Akashi.
That's his last name.
It is.
Yes, just like they call Jin by his last name.
How are you going to use an example from another show? You understand that sometimes people are referred to by their last name, right?
That's what he's saying.
Yeah,
this is one of those sometimes.
But his name is Masato. You were trying to tell me that was his last name.
Yeah, that's what we're saying. We're saying that that's his last name.
It's not. Jin is his last name.
But we're going by the wiki that could be wrong. Because this was just, you know,
episode 17, if you need proof. Where it has all the little info during the credits.
Bring it. Screen cap it. Let's just see it. Let's just get this done.
Masato has been used as a first name. So.
It is his first name, yes. Their first names are all Hiromu, Ryuji, Yoko, and Masato. Those are the four first names of the four rangers. He's referred to by his last name, but his first name is Masato.
Masato.
Lord Jesus. Not hard to figure out.
Wait, what?
You stubborn a-hole.
Wow.
What? Okay, I'm sorry. It has nothing to do with stubbornness. Okay.
I've told
It's
you
the
how
freaking
it is.
conventions of the na- No.
I told you what his first name was 10 minutes ago, and you said it wasn't. And 10 minutes later, I'm still right.
No. Okay, I'm sorry. Because you wanted to refer to him as Tsubasa, which is a character that doesn't exist in GoBusters. Thank you.
I'm gonna call him Tsubasa from now on, and
I
you
don't
can
know
suck
the
it.
Universe has separated again.
That's right. I'm gonna call him Tsubasa.
It's separated.
I'm gonna get confused. To be honest, I really am. I'm just gonna get confused because
I'm gonna call him Roy.
Roy Jesus.
That's his name. His name's Roy now. Roy Masato.
So anyway, Hiromu confronts.
I'm just gonna
Jin.
Hold on. I'm putting a tally in my win column, right? Okay. And okay, you can continue.
He confronts the fourth Ozu brother.
Mm-hmm.
You're insane.
He does do the hand signal of the Magi Ranger.
Broke up there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Said
he
I said
up.
I said he does do the hand signal of the Magi Rangers.
He
Wink.
Does a little weird.
He does.
And I don't know if it was the subs having fun or whatever, but he has said, you know, they're trying to steal my thunder. Or let me work my magic. Those
yeah,
were up there.
Yeah.
I'm like,
it was the overtime subs, yeah.
Yeah. I wasn't sure, but I'm like, clever. Yeah.
Oh, look at that. Oh, we're trying to be silly.
I loved it. Good time overtime.
As long as it fits.
Yeah, I mean, it worked.
It did. It did work in the situation.
As long as it conveys the intentions, I'm down.
Right. Yes.
That's why I like them for when they say, like, real names and not, like, senpai. That doesn't translate.
Yeah, that doesn't really.
We have no equivalent over here.
And I don't like him when I'm watching Akiba Ranger and they use the word sheeple.
Sheeple. It's fine.
Sheeple.
Huh?
You guys or new fag.
That, I that seems strong.
What?
Yeah.
We can use something better.
Yeah, a little too much. A little too much.
Okay.
Anyway,
16.
Anyway, Tsubasa beats the crap out of Hiromu like a boss.
There is no Tsubasa.
There is. Like a boss, Tsubasa beats up Hiromu because he's gangsta.
What I was going to say before that retarded argument was that. What was I going to say? Now, see, I'm completely sidetracked.
Well,
I hate this completely.
It's karma for being wrong.
Oh, please. Oh, please. How much karma are you going to get after this? I want to know.
I don't recall being wrong.
I want to know.
You were born. So.
Well, exactly. Exactly. Anyways, all right.
Haters gonna hate.
Haters gonna hate.
I'm going to hang up this phone if you're going to keep talking. Come on, 16. Tristan.
The point is, the three GoBusters, right? They're coming along, right? Sneaking up, and they're like, oh, well, we want to find out what happened to our family. Dirty, dirty, dir. They, you know, because they're under the impression that their family made this huge sacrifice and da da da. And here comes Jin. and he says, you know, oh, he did this without thinking. Like, he didn't consider what I thought of this whole thing. He sent me to hyperspace, you know, without my consent, da, 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 da. So he has like his own little feelings about the case. So he doesn't glorify his family the way, you know, he does. He has grown up thinking, oh, my father's a hero. Dee, dee, dee.
He's like, and Masato's all like, yo, your father's a douche. I didn't want to go.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
It's drama.
Yeah, and that's a good point. Because, I mean, there were a bunch of people there, and like basically one guy made the decision. Okay, we gotta get stuck here in hyperspace. You know, who are you to tell the other people that's what they gotta do? Yeah, selfish punk.
How dare you try to save my life? How dare you?
Yes.
Well, I mean, they said that they assumed that going to hyperspace would kill a human being, so that's what they thought at the time. So, you know, basically, you know, the few are making the sacrifice for the many, but if the few are doing it, the few should all have their own little say in it, you know?
Yes.
And
like
they didn't.
I like that he beats him up, basically.
Yeah. Slap some sense into the little punk. You know?
Yes.
Shows him what's up. Doesn't even need to morph to do it. Just What's up?
I was like, if you gonna beat me, you know, you can't beat me. You definitely can't go to high space. Shoot.
Yeah.
Shoot.
If it was really like that, I would be very entertained.
Mm-hmm. Hmm?
I said, if it was written like that, I would be very entertained.
So.
And they bust into another random warehouse, because those are always there.
Yeah, they're in the forest, and then they're busting up into abandoned warehouse.
I did see a couple of trees in the background when they busted in, if that helps.
Yes, with the paved road.
And I don't know about the paved road, but I saw a couple of trees, so I'm like, well... At least it's not a rock quarry.
It's off the beaten path, you know? This warehouse.
Yeah, this warehouse with, like, machines and things.
It's, you know, I don't know. It might be something. You don't know.
And they're all dusty. Yeah. Can I get some dust on them? Different kind of dust?
There's a lot of battle damage in this episode, which I really loved. Getting the helmet taken off with missiles or whatever. And, like, what's his face is rolling around, dodging explosions. Loved it. Mm-hmm. Loved it. It was beautiful.
And we don't have to sit around to get some more information. You know, they give us a little more in this episode when they show Enter and Roy die together.
Yeah, because I'm just like, oh, what's going to happen? Are they going back to hyperspace? What are they doing? Then you find out.
Oh.
What?
They're
both avatars. What?
He still looks like he's 27 because he decided to use an avatar of himself still as 27. Because he's in hyperspace, being all 40 and old.
There's still a question of if they age in hyperspace.
Right.
I don't know, but either way, whatever.
Or maybe they age in hyperspace, and when they come back at the end of the series, they'll all be young again. And it will be...
It'll be what?
What was that about karma? What?
What? What happened?
So anyway,
what happens?
You got
so he comes back... It's the big reveal. It's the big reveal. It's the big reveal. They're holograms or something like that type deal. And Enter is one of them. Yay!
Oh.
Revelation!
Yeah.
And Enter's amazing. Laughing to himself. He's like, this is how this was. Okay. Oh, I hate you. You're just like me.
I love
so,
that.
Yes. I loved it. Love, love, love. And the Buddy Royd is a marker, I guess.
Yes.
So.
He serves a greater purpose.
Which is interesting because, well, first of all, okay, there's two things. I like this because it connects to all the crap that they've been talking about this whole time about, like, Megazords need a marker, you know, to come to Earth or whatever. That's cool. But then also there's, like, this idea that, so if you kill Stag, like if you just blow him up, then that's it. Like there's no Masato, right? Because he's like projecting him or whatever.
Which hopefully Enter will realize, and that'll be one of his new schemes.
Yes.
Destroy Silver.
We have smart
that'll
ones.
Take both of them out.
Yes.
Here's hoping.
So who, where's Enter's marker?
Yeah.
What is he actually in hyperspace is the question I want to know. Is what does he look like? Is he
a person?
Is he a person? Is he just something that Majesty created? Is he Hiromu's dad?
Well, that would be really interesting.
Dun, dun, dun.
You never know.
Dun.
Is this marker Rock Lee?
Dun, dun, dun. You know what I thought after, because like no, I noticed Enter was kind of getting all testy and all frustrated with Majesty. It would be a great idea if it was a dad all along trying to, you know, get enough, I guess, and they're trying to bust him out of hyperspace in some sense, you know. But then Commander, he's been rendezvousing in the hyperspace himself. A lot of questions, a lot of things to think about.
I love it. Because I know, like, way early on when the show first started, there was people already who were like, I wonder if the Commander is, like, evil or, you know, has some agenda or something. And now they actually, you know, feed into people's theories that they already had. So I like that. Even if it's wrong.
That's always the thing in these series, is if there's somebody who doesn't have, like, a really expressed purpose or whatever, people always assume they're shady. Like, I mean, even during SPD, people thought Boom was shady. Like, what are you doing? Come on. What's Boom gonna do?
You never know.
You never know.
Well, I mean, and I assume that all of these people, these parents and whatever, are all, like, being forced to work for Majesty anyway. Like, they're the ones building the crap for him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because, like, when he, like, was on the laptop trying to ask what's the problem, and they're like, we don't know. I assume they were, like, covering for Jin or something.
Well, they did say that there was a... Didn't they say that there was a leak, though?
Yeah, there was a leak, and then he looked and he saw that... Well, the last time they transported a Megazord was when he hitched a ride, and then he asked them, "What's the leak?" And they're all just like, "I don't know.
No.
What would it be?" I'm thinking, you know, maybe that they're trying to, yeah, they're trying to help Jin on the DL. That's my guess.
Things to ponder.
Love things. So, how does 16 end?
Christmas present.
Zord time. What?
Well, after Zord time.
New Zords. Loving me the new Zords.
Me not so much.
Okay. Oh, I love the Beatles. I love the Beatles.
You lived a Crane reference.
Yes. I'm a big fan of the two new Zords.
Not at all.
Loving.
How come, Spy?
Just because firstly, they debuted in CG, and we have been so great with, like, the real costumes in perspective, where everything is just so beautiful and lifelike, and then these come along, and it snaps you out of it. I'm not a fan. And they're vehicles, so they're not really, you know, as mobile as some of the other people in suits.
Okay.
They're okay. I don't really... I don't care much for Zords or Mecha, whatever you want to call them, anyway. So when the GoBusters ones came out and I didn't hate them, you know, or dislike them, I was like, okay, this is good.
Yeah.
Like this, I like this. I can deal with this. These guys, they feel a little more standard, I guess.
Yeah.
Nah, they're pimp.
Yeah, I don't hate them. I'm not, like, all over the top for them. They're there.
Aw. Okay. Especially GoBuster Beat, when he changes.
No,
that's...
Crane, you mean?
Yeah.
No, the Megazord, basically.
When he turns into GoBuster, when, you know, because he has the same ability as Hiromu's, where he's got the three modes.
Okay.
Oh, that's not both of them together?
No.
Oh.
It's confusing to me.
I think the jet just becomes, like, giant guns for him to hold or something.
Oh, I see. But no, I'm not impressed with that either, because they debuted the knockoff monster that was supposed to be inspired by that, and that looks so much better than the actual thing.
Oh, come on!
I was like, this is what is supposed to be better?
Sort of reminds me of Cyclopsis or something.
I liked it.
That's good.
Man, I like
me so down with that monster.
I like the new Zord because he's got the crazy light speed, like, stretchy arm.
Oh.
See, I would like that if, like the actual light speed one, where it was, like, a physical model and you could see it stretch. I liked that. I loved that Zord.
But you don't like the CG.
No, I'm not a big fan of.
I loved it when he stretched out and then the jet used it as a runway and crushed the other monster. That was awesome. Man, I like the tuners, and I love the. I love. Okay, this. I love the start of the next episode when they're crawling on the tower, you know, and just sucking out the energon. I love it.
Well, that was cute.
Yeah, that was good.
That was more for their personality, you know. We're gonna steal this.
You just
thanks.
Can't take anything. Like, you're gonna give it to me anyway. I'm helping you guys out. Like, what the?
Because it starts off as like an emergency. Like, oh, there's a new Megazord or whatever trying to kill us or whatever. It's like, oh, it's just them.
Oh yeah, and like you said, the last episode, Christmas music box. They know their parents are alive. Blah. Got to get that out of the way.
Well, but it does say. Well, it gives them hope because that's how they interpret it. But with Gene, he's like, "I've never seen another
yeah.
human. Yeah,
right. I ain't seen anybody, but I found this.
Yeah,
it's like I was given to this before they all died.
Yes.
He's not gonna say that
because your dad selfishly killed us all.
Yeah,
Dick.
So... So there you go, a little hope.
Yes.
Till you find out the truth that they all died.
That would be terrible. But, all right.
So they're stealing the energy, and then Ryuji's all like, "Hey, you knock it off. We're gonna give you some energy." And then he has. I like the conversation they had while they were doing the batting practice. Big fan of that.
Yeah.
Add a little layer to Ryuji's character.
Yes.
You know.
Because I was slightly confused, like, what's Ryuji's backstory? Like, does he have family there in hyperspace? Like, what's his deal? And so this kind of filled it in a little.
Right. His parents are not there. I'm not sure why. Did they say why? Or his parents not?
No.
Or was it just that he was there just because of his own intelligence? So it wasn't like his parents were smart. It was he's smart.
Right.
That's why he was there. Yeah. Okay. Got it. That's what I thought. Okay. And he's explaining to him that basically, you know, you don't have the same reason to fight as the other two. You know, they're fighting for their parents. What are you doing? You're being a little too mother hen to them. You know?
It's like, well, I'm fighting to save the world. It's like, no, really. Like, you need a reason. Like, you can't. Okay, woo-woo-woo, you're saving the world. Woo-woo-woo, what else?
Right.
Right. We're all saving the world here. What, like, what's?
Yeah, he's not concentrating on saving the world. He's concentrating on saving them while they save the world. You know, it's. You don't have to baby them. They can do it on their own. And if you spend too much time babying them, you might get yourself killed.
Yes. I really like the way Gold is set up here. Like, he's kind of a mentor, but he's young enough to still be cool with them, you know, like on their level a little bit. So it's kind
until
of
you remember he's 40.
Well, yes, but
I actually, when I was watching the opening credits, that I'm thinking, wait a second, this says he's a year younger than him. Wait a second, wouldn't that make him 40? And then of course they bring it back at the end, like, yes. So he's 40, but if he's in a 27-year-old body, he's gonna act 27. Why not?
And just that, this is his crazy personality anyway, right? So
yeah.
I really like that a lot. Like, he'll teach them lessons, but not in a sort of
traditional way.
Right. It's good times.
Because he's still one of the gang, like Dr. Tommy Oliver. What's up, guys?
I don't know about that.
I'm still young and hip. Check out my soul patch.
My lab coat. You be. I just I think I really like this episode for Goldie, because you know it did show him not to be a total douche. He's a mini douche, not a total douche, you know. So
he's an entertaining douche.
Yeah, he shows signs of, you know, being
non-douchey.
Yeah, a little douche light.
Douche light.
You know, and like you said before about how, I mean, they did give the gorilla mecha some spotlight. They had two Megazords to fight, so they let him defeat one. So that's nice.
It's good times.
You know,
there was American cussing.
Yes.
Yeah.
English cussing. Yeah.
When TV Nihon put "oh" on the bottom of the screen. It actually was supposed to be there.
Yes. He literally said. It's great. It's so great.
Yeah, I had to rewind that a couple times. I'm like, wait a second. He did not say that. That's crazy. He probably was just... said suit or something, trying to be all American-y. Nope.
No.
He said it.
He said it. I was like, wow. This okay. All right. I mean, is this the first time it's happened?
I can't remember offhand.
For him specifically?
No, I mean in terms of
in Sentai.
Yeah.
Well, it depends what you consider swearing, you know. Like, there are people out there that would consider Gao Yellow going, oh my god, swearing. So
that's using the Lord's name in vain.
Right.
That's using the tech name. It's not the tech name swearing, but it is using the Lord's name in vain. But like actual like swear words.
I feel like somebody said damn it or something. But
yeah, he did too. Gao Yellow said, god damn it.
Oh right. Okay, yeah. Yeah. So it's been done before.
So, yeah,
but I don't. Yeah, but I don't think it's seen as offensive the way some American viewers might think it is. You know, I just culturally, I don't think. Mm-hmm. You know.
Yeah, and it depends because, like, to me specifically, I only consider the S word and the F word swear words. To me, those are the words I would consider. Although the C word is a good one.
Although, I was about to say, there's plenty of.
C might be. When you're referring to a lady, the C word might be.
And, you know, A word, yes, when you're not talking about a donkey. It
yeah,
is
that one I don't consider.
It's technically a swear word, yes.
What about sea sucker?
No. Just. Not anyway, so yes, it was surprising. I was just like, oh wow, that happened. Okay, wow, translated exactly.
That's
wow, okay,
great.
There you go.
I like it because it's like he's annoyed at the way the robot looks because it's taken from his design. Like, what, you took my designs and turned it into that,
and it looks so much better.
Shut up, shut up, shut your mouth.
It's not flamboyant enough for him. That's the problem.
It's not an eyesore.
What?
Whatever. Ooh, giant white robot, boring, whatever, blah. Hater.
Anyway.
I don't want to hear the Wild Force fan complaining about too many CGI Zords either. Okay?
I would get into this, but I'm trying to protect this podcast from all the noises in the background, so I'm turning off the microphone in between everything I say.
No, it's fine.
Huh?
No, it's fine, go ahead.
No, it wouldn't have been.
Hey.
No,
to
I
me,
mean,
I'm
I
Wild
mean,
Force. I don't have any practical Zords.
I mean, I can hear what you're saying over the stuff in the background, so
know,
it's fine.
I know,
it's
but
fine.
It was worse.
Oh. Whatever. We'll deal with it.
But
although
so,
I am surprised that they were able to make a monster that looked that cool out of a damn fork. Because that's probably like one of the best looking monsters I've seen so far. And this is a series that had some pretty decent looking monsters. Giant fork guy was pretty cool.
Yeah, it wasn't bad. They make some
questionable,
some really abstract objects to turn into monsters. But
yes.
This one. You know,
I'm waiting for the monster that is turned from a Q-tip. I'm waiting for that one.
Well,
I am. Because they use, like, the most mundane things, you know? Nothing that's, like, powerful already. It's like, okay, a vacuum so it can suck all the Venatron. Oh, let me get a train so it can run really fast.
Well, didn't they start out well? Didn't they use, like, a dump truck or something early on? I mean, they were...
Yeah, a construction... thing.
Yeah, you know. Then we started getting into the realm of tuba. Yeah.
Well, that's Enter's personality, I think.
Yeah.
Just something bizarre with the pizza cutter.
Yeah, pizza cutter. Yep, I remember pizza cutter. Yeah, what else was there?
I could understand the satellite because they were trying to find Goldie.
Right.
I get that. Okay, leave the satellite, boom, gotta find him. Awesome. Right. But it was, yeah, that tuba, I'm, I don't
what,
know.
Love for the tuba?
Oh, no. I don't know. And that was the one that was the two-parter. I don't know.
Double tuba. Okay. Although, like, I like the one that was a needle. That one was pretty cool. The needle one. I like the needle guy.
And they use a drill.
They did use a drill.
So yeah, I think they're trying to find things to turn into monsters. Because it started out great.
What? It's not that hard. I mean, there's tons of things. You know, hard is like Abba Ranger, where they had to come up with three different things to make every damn monster. It has to be part animal, part plant, part machine. That was messed up.
Oh, that's why all those monsters look weird?
Yeah.
That's the Geno randomizer, right?
Well, they were
combined there
were,
crap.
Remember those two weird monsters during the Dino Thunder Ninja Storm team up?
Vaguely.
Well, one of them did that. Always used one of each to make a monster. The two of them made monsters. So the ones that didn't, there were a few monsters that didn't look like they were made from three different things. Those were the ones made by the other guy. He didn't make very many.
I see.
Yeah, it was the villains in Opera Ranger kind of lacked. A little bit.
Oh goodness!
They got one named after me, so whatever.
Is it even in the credits or?
No, it's not. Okay. It was just a joke in an interview.
I thought he just said it. Yeah, but oh boy, take your victory where you can.
That's right.
Yeah. Not as Dr. Tristan.
I know, I was going to say. I was like, oh, I'm not a doctor.
Dr. Tristan spelled wrong, but.
It's Tristan. The annoying misspelling that I always get.
In a crap scene.
What? Oh.
Because if it was for Christianity or whatever you were at the time.
Yeah, that bullshit. Yeah.
Christianity.
So there you go. That's what you get.
Mm-hmm. I appreciate it anyway, Mr. Kalish.
Thought that counts.
I'm never going to be put in a season named after me.
No.
My name is too normal.
You never know.
Besides, they don't have black girls anymore.
Well, they might.
Well, they might in Megaphone.
We'll see what goes. Okay, you got to stop talking like that.
Can we continue? We're gonna continue.
Okay, Beaver. It's great.
But you know what? You already had your Jeremy. Like,
really?
Oh, wow.
Really? That does not count.
Sure, it does.
Poorly dubbed kid.
You are alive.
The first damn season.
You were alive at the time, right? It counts.
You know, you would think they would use that name by now. It's fairly common.
Yeah.
I mean, you know,
like you thought you'd use my name. It's really common. So,
like, come on, you got two mics. What's up with that?
I know.
For real. They really do. I just want them to get new names. I don't understand why this is a thing.
Yeah.
New names. New names are good.
You would think they could get to names like Lisa and Jeremy before Bridge.
Well, but that's we've had this discussion. They're future people. They should have weird names.
Yeah, future.
I'm just telling you.
How far in the future now is it? What, 7 years?
Yeah. In 7 years, everyone will have a weird name.
I look over pediatric charges at my job, and I'm going to say this right now, everybody: stop naming your kid Brooklyn. Enough. There's like 50 Brooklyns.
They keep naming their children Brooklyn? What?
I see a lot of Brooklyns.
I don't know any Brooklyns.
And I see...
And,
there's someone in the real world named Brooklyn.
I was going to say, I just know Brooklyn Decker. From the movies.
And there's so many taking like regular names and then spelling it ridiculous.
Yeah, don't do that, because then you'll never be able to find little personalized stuff in stores. It'll always be like, oh, that's close enough. I know all about that with that stupid H in my name.
What?
I always get like the personalized stuff with JON, Jonathan.
Yeah.
I always see JOHN.
Do
that's
you really?
Common, yeah.
Well, yeah, you can see JOHN as John, but not Jonathan. You'll never see it with the H.
Really?
Are you shopping in the right places?
Well, I mean, I'm not shopping currently for anything personalized, but, you know, I was little.
So you're one of those guys who always has to be Jonathan? You can't
be
John.
I'm just saying.
I hate that.
There,
I hate when people
and you
do
have
that.
The other spelling and not the right
I'm
spelling.
Sorry.
I'm sorry.
The one with an H, your name is the correct spelling. This whole thing without the H is wrong.
That's how I feel as well.
Yeah, I agree. H is supposed to be. H is the standard.
Exactly. Mm. Now this is like getting lazy.
If anybody wants to disagree with that, I'll go get them a Bible.
Right.
What's up?
Wow.
Exactly.
Okay. Did we finish this?
No, we didn't.
17, we did not. We got to, they were going to give him the energy. They came up with a big delivery of energy. And then enters
which was, I'm sorry, which was kind of weird. Like, they couldn't just give him the energy, I don't know, in the base where they're not out in the open so it could be stolen.
Yeah, and even besides that, it seems kind of weird to just bring him a giant tank and just sit it there.
Yeah, without you know? Them trans. Yeah, that was weird.
You know, like, weird. Like ask him, like, where he wants it, maybe?
Maybe.
And take it there?
You know?
Kind of asking for Enter's attack a little bit. A little bit.
That was a little weak. A little weak. A little bit.
Mm-hmm. So he comes up and he's like, I'm gonna create a monster out of this. And then they drop it and he's still a gangster. Like, I don't care if you're dropping me. I'm still going to make myself a monster. Which was awesome.
And... I like, well, because now, I mean, now we've established he kind of is invincible in a way. Like, if you quote unquote kill him, he'll just come back.
Yeah.
You know, so a big fall is not really...
Yeah. Yeah, if you kill him, all you're really going to do is deplete a little bit of his energy when he has to bring himself back.
Right. That's
all you're really going to do. But yeah, he's very versatile. I do enjoy that. You know, he rolls with the punches.
Yes.
And yeah. So, let's see. Then they do their group roll call. Yes, nice. Love group roll calls. And I do. I love them. Love them. Except, Silver. Got to get rid of that blue. Got to get rid of that blue on your.
You are on
it's
crack.
Beautiful.
It is so nice. Oh,
it is by itself. Not when the five of them are standing together, though. It looks a little weird to me.
You're still on
symmetry.
Crack.
Symmetry.
I mean, are you so? Did you think the same thing with Ninja Storm, where there's two blues
and two red?
Yeah, it threw me off a little bit. Like, I kind of like that they tried something different. And I like all six suits on their own, I really like. But
yeah.
All six staying together still looks like,
I mean, yes, you're going to have one team look like they're a team and another team look like they're another team. Yes, I get it. But hello. Suits still look awesome.
You know how that team would look gangster if they got rid of Tori and Hunter? The four of them together? That'd look nice.
What? No, it wouldn't. Anyway, no.
Yeah, you'd have red, you'd have yellow, you'd have a regular looking blue, regular colored blue, and a green together. It'd look pretty nice.
What? Or that's they could right. Add like a darker yellow with the thunders. I would like that.
Oh yes, or if the yellows had a female yellow or something in their group or something. Maybe,
oh yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Nice. Mm-hmm. That'd be cool. I'd be cool with that. But yeah, I mean, I really do like the Ninja Storm costumes as a whole, but together. Same thing with the Goldbusters. I like all five suits by themselves. Love them all, for the most part. Helmet's a little weird. We went over that before. Helmet's, I don't know.
It's two teams. To me, it's just like team-ups. You know, you don't complain about there being two Red Rangers and two, you know, same thing. Two different teams.
But again, I mean, even Gold and Silver kind of contrast a little bit from each other. Like, why does Silver have blue highlights
because
if Gold
it
has
looks
silver
cool.
highlights?
Because it looks cool.
I don't care
End
about cool.
Like,
symmetry.
End
okay.
O story, all right? Like,
nope.
I want to cosplay in there right now.
I don't really. Because, I mean, even on Gold, it's like, okay, he has gold, and then his glasses are a different color than, like, the horns or whatever. You know what I mean? Like, it's different variations of colors, so I don't really... See what's so different.
Gold has a nice helmet. That is a nice helmet.
It's beautiful.
It is. Some very nice. Stuff. Yellow can learn something. All right, so. Yes, roll call.
And then blue with his pig nose, yes.
four still looks nose. Good.
I've gotten used to it, but yeah. Not the best. Helmet's a little weird. A little bit.
Okay, roll call. Done.
Yes. Red, blue, yellow, gold, silver. Whoa. Boom.
You know, I just watched this and what happens? Oh my gosh. Like, what happens? This, Lord.
Oh, they.
This is
okay, fight scene.
Yeah, they form the Megazord, and the giant evil monster beats the crap out of them until they break apart. And then that's when Gold and Silver show up, and it's pep talk time.
Oh, right. This is where, yay. Okay. This is still Blue's kind of focus episode. Right. Right.
Yes. Yeah.
Correct.
And he gives them the pep talk and says, you know, because he ran out there and protected Red and Yellow, but I mean, all it means is you're just sitting there being a target. You're not proactively doing anything. And he told, you know, and then that's when he decided, all right, I'm going to steal your energy. I'm going to steal it. I'm just going to take it. I got a plug in my hand. I actually have a plug.
Yeah.
I'm going to steal your energy because you know, what one robot with 30% energy is better than three that all are under 10 and dying and crap. So, you know, so he's like, you know, it's better to pool our abilities. And then he defeated the one Megazord by himself with his
Yes,
banana missiles.
I like the smartness of these fight scenes. It's not just, oh, just hit him with, you know, 50 ultimate powers or whatever the hell, even though that
Or
was nice for what it was, but you know.
we're losing, and now I suddenly have willpower, so I can defeat you.
Oh, God. Yeah, let's crayon some extra cards to.
Yuki.
Ugh,
Oh
yeah.
goodness. Yeah, I did. I liked how they figured out how to beat the monster. It's like, all right.
And then Gold decided, all right, I'm gonna go all giant. And I love it. I love Go Buster Beat. Love it.
My one thing that I thought was a valid sort of complaint was that they spent so much time building up this new evil Megazord thing.
And it kind of went down, kind of like a mark mark.
Yeah, in one episode, one fight, one, that's it. And
That's the
is it?
power of Go Buster Beat.
I
Well,
guess.
that's kind of how it goes, right? I mean, whenever the bad guy always comes up with a giant new awesome thing just for the new shiny Zord to destroy it.
But it's, I mean,
That's how it goes.
it's just the fact that they spend so many episodes building up to this.
I assume that they would take the because you know how like Goldie was all like, oh, you know, that's what you built for my plans? Please, it look like crap, blah blah blah. I would assume that they're gonna like keep improving on this Megazord so that, you know, once it goes out there again, it's not gonna just go down
Yeah,
like
he
a
kind
banana
of
dude.
he kind of created it on the spur of the moment, you know. Didn't really get to plan a lot about what was going to go into it. He's just like, "Ah, I got a fork. It's go time."
And it's in line with
Let's go.
everything they've done already because they already have those three that they just kind of redress and send back out.
Right, and
So.
they made a good point when they said, "You've been taking forever and ever to do this, so we've kind of been preparing a little bit. You know, we haven't just been sitting here waiting for you to bust it out." We came up with some defenses. They weren't perfect. I mean, they were still outclassed a little bit, but they were on their game a little bit, you know? They were ready for it. They weren't chumps.
Yeah, so I did. I like the fight. Blue got his little shine. You know what I mean? He got a little shine on, and then he realized that I want to be an engineer again.
Yes, I have a reason to fight.
I have a reason to live.
I like the sort of, well, I don't know if I like it. I mean, it's good for character, but it's very specific. Like, as soon as Beat and Stag show up, they get their one episode that introduces them, and then they have the one where Masato is teamed up with Red. Then there's one where he teams up with Blue, and then the next episode will be where he teams up with Yellow. And it's very specifically laid out like that. Like, if you actually watch, you know, the
I
episodes,
thought all the clips
it's
from the next
fine.
I thought all the clips from the next episode were yellow and silver together.
Well, I guess I kind of count them as
Oh.
As
That's
one.
one.
Yeah.
Can have his own personality. BJ Stag will not like you ragging on him. He will stand in front of you and chastise you.
I like BJ Stag, yo.
And then he'll
Like,
stumble around with his
sounds like a
brown paper
porno name.
bag.
It's hilarious.
BJ Stag.
That's right.
And then he was like, what is the J st Oh, yes, the J stands for juice, as in tree juice. And you're like, what? What? Like, it doesn't, not like a regular name? Like, what? Like, what? Ugh. Yes, it just stands for juice. That's it. Nothing else. Nothing fancy. Like you. Like me some BJ Stag. Give me more BJ Stag.
He has to have a full, proper name because he is awesome.
And then we get to the end.
Yes.
Where you see Goldie have a touching moment with Blue, giving him engineer books. It's like, here. He's always like, oh, thanks. Thank you so much. And it's like, oh, yeah, by the way, here's an invoice.
Uh-oh.
Yes. She seems like, I'm not going to pay for this.
Well, he's got a point. He ain't got no money.
Oh, and by the way, I'm going to need some money.
Like, ain't a real person.
That's great.
By the way. And then the others are like, yeah, that's true. Like, you owe, right? So you need to give us some money. And then Blue is like, yo, you, like, Goldie, you older than me. He's like, I'm 27. You're 28.
I can relate very well to Ryuji.
Everybody's got the spy's money. I mean, Ryuji's money.
Pretty much.
It's all good. And then Commander looks ahead. And then, yes, Commander and BJ, not BJ, what's his name? Goldie, whatever. He, you know, they have a little moment. He's like, thank you. He looks at him. And then walks away. I think that's it, right? Right?
Mm-hmm.
And then they start dancing. So.
Dancing!
Mm-hmm. Oh.
They changed dancing slightly.
They did. They added more of Corrine dancing.
And he's like more smiley. I don't really like it.
He's serious smiling, you know? So before you just got the wink. Before now like, you're getting full on.
Mm-hmm.
Before fist it was action. Like, it was like the dance is a serious. This is serious.
Serious need to business.
Bust a move. And no jokes.
Mm-hmm.
But now it's like, yay! Well, well.
He's cutting loose.
Right. I can't wait for Roy to start dancing too.
I hope that.
I hope it happens.
Machi, machi,
he
machi,
is more hero. Poetic. Yes.
Machi, 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 hero.
Oh God!
That's right. Tsubasa in the house.
It would actually fit more this time than it did the last time with that character. Mm. I think he's much more willing to act stupid.
Yeah, for real. I was a little taken aback when Gohan drew when they decided to let Gold and Silver start dancing too. Like, really? Those two? Okay. They were really into their ending themes. That show. This show really enjoyed ending themes.
Yeah, and you see, and I noticed I actually watched it. See, you notice that? Huh? Huh?
Uh-huh? Uh-huh?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Skipping like you always used to do.
Well, nah, I will skip. But I want to see, you know, what's his face? Goldie, you know, bust a move, and then that's it.
Hopefully, hopefully he will still, yes.
I'm going to have to watch the rest, but come on. Just like I wanted to watch the, you know, opening to see where Goldie's gonna, you know, come in.
It's gonna be, yeah.
So. The heck?
Somebody's doing something.
Somebody thinks we're done.
Yeah, for real.
What?
What?
What are you talking about? I'm just resituating myself.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think, yeah, that's it. We good. We good. That was a good talk.
Yes.
A little, you know, got a little tangent, off tangent, like a couple
Quite
billion
a few times.
Times.
Yes. Huh? Yeah.
It's all good.
I had to lay down some knowledge.
Oh, is that what you did?
Well, I was right.
Anyway,
we still haven't seen
I look forward
yet.
To the recording.
Yeah, me too. You hear it.
And yes, and Tristan, I accept your apology.
Oh, laugh it up now, dude.
Laugh it up now. Right, exactly. So, anyways.
I accept your apology.
Don't you have to get up early? So,
I appreciate your contrition.
Maybe we should wrap this up. good night, Jer.
Really? What's up?
And, we'll talk to you.
You mad, bro?
I'm fine. I'm good.